Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Urgent North Coast Alert. The California Department of Fish and Game has released 15 more marbled murrelet habitats to be cut. Maxam Pacific Lumber has filed startup papers on two of those plans in the Grizzly Creek watershed in Humboldt County, California. There's an action camp now at Grizzly State Park for all of those who can help nonviolently defend the trees. Grizzly State Park is on Highway 36, east of Highway 101 near Fortuna, California. Please spread the word. This news from North Coast Earth First. British Columbia court squashes Royal Canadian Mounted Police search warrant against animal rights activist. A British Columbia Supreme Court judge has quashed a search warrant executed on the Kootenay home of controversial animal rights activist David Barbaresh. Justice Elizabeth Bennett found in her written ruling released last Wednesday that the evidence which supposedly supported the issuing of the search warrant, a photocopied newspaper article, was not sufficient because it amounted to triple hearsay. I conclude that the information to obtain does not contain reliable information upon which to base reasonable grounds for a search warrant. The search warrant is quashed, the judge concluded. Bennett wrote in her ruling, "The Canadian authorities are not obliged to investigate on behalf of the United States. However, some effort to independently confirm the contents of the affidavit to which the Canadian police officer is deposing is true, which considerably enhances the reliability of the information to obtain when it is based on double and triple hearsay." "I'm very pleased," Barbaresh said last Wednesday. "I'm not surprised. I knew it would go this way." He still has to continue his legal battle to get back property seized by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police during the search last July 30th. Seized from Barbaresh's home were two computers, dozens of computer disks, about 100 videotapes on social justice issues and alternative media, as well as papers and documents. Barbaresh said his seized computers and other material will remain sealed by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police until a hearing next year, when Canada plans to argue that it should be allowed to send the seized computer hard drives to U.S. authorities conducting a criminal investigation. Barbaresh will argue for the immediate return of his property. The search warrant was issued in relation to Animal Liberation Front activity in the state of Maine in 1999, where hunting clubs were broken into. Activists stole stuffed animal heads, spray-painted walls, and did property damage totaling $8,700. According to a story about the break-ins in the Bangor Daily News in Maine, police immediately suspected the Animal Liberation Front was behind the break-ins because its initials were found spray-painted on doors and walls. In the story, Barbaresh was quoted as saying the Maine activists told him they stole the stuffed animals so they could be, quote, returned to their natural environment to rest in peace, unquote. Barbaresh said after the raid on his home that he was outraged because he had committed no crime, even though he speaks publicly in support of the Animal Liberation Front. He says he receives only anonymous email communications from Animal Liberation Front activists after they have taken action. In the late 1980s, Barbaresh gained prominence as a member of an animal rights group dubbed the Kentucky Fried Five for vandalizing chicken outlets in Toronto. He was later convicted of freeing cats from a laboratory in the University of Alberta in Edmonton and trashing that facility. He spent time in jail for the crime. This story from the North American Animal Liberation Front Press Office and from Neil Hall of the Vancouver Sun. The North American Animal Liberation Front Press Office can be reached at P.O. Box 3673, Courtenay, British Columbia, V9N7P1 in Canada. That's the North American Animal Liberation Front Press Office, P.O. Box 3673, Courtenay, British Columbia, V9N7P1 in Canada. Or you can give them a call at 250-703-6312. That's 250-703-6312. Or send email to naalfpo@tao.ca. That's naalfpo@tao.ca. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the